Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Hello, hello.
Hello, HG.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Well, I'm good. I don't know about Jamie, but I'm good.
Excellent.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Good.
Very excited You like what?
The star hat. I know you wear it a lot, but I like it. It's like it's
I good. Do. I feel like I wear it too much.
Just enough. Just right.
Did you know you can put baseball hats in a dishwasher to wash them?
Really? Oh, on the top rack. Never thought
about
that.
Yeah, well, but I heard, you know, we should look for this on Amazon and then link to it on the show page. There's something you can actually put the hat. Maybe look for it now. Sorry to be off track, but this is
breaking
good.
News.
You put the hat in this like dishwasher safe thing and it like snaps and it stays it like the proper shape.
Yeah.
Then you put it through the dishwasher.
I've seen, so those hats.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. Cap washer. Hat washer.
So those things, that's how they actually like make the hats, like they mold
like
the bill.
Cages.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can you please order that for me? Use the Hungry Girl credit card. Come on. We have to feature this and I have to order one because I wear this hat a lot. Anyway, thank you for liking
it. On the show page.
Beautiful. Today we're spotting things on shelves other than hat washer items. It's a Spotted on Shelves episode, which basically means it's new products that are out that you need to try. Now, these are things that you guys maybe have like spotted when you were at Expo, but there an Expo is that food show that we talked about.
Yeah.
Was it a couple of weeks ago on?
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And so, but you found some stuff that was featured there that's already out.
Yeah,
exactly.
That people can find.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, are these things that you loved already?
Some of them we tried and a lot of them we haven't.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So then some things you're just going to stare at me and wait for my
exactly.
opinion. And some we're going
to. But that's kind of fun because I like to, you know, play like guess Lisa's reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Speaking of reactions, like I've been seeing on TikTok, there are so many products that I just didn't know existed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw, did you see these ramen noodles that are like everything bagel, ramen noodles?
Oh yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And one other weird flavor.
Pancake breakfast.
Yes. Yeah. Maple, sausage, pancake, ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Why don't we have those?
Well, I think to give him credit, I think that was Breaking Chews a couple months ago.
Was it?
So Mikey did find it, but it wasn't available yet.
I didn't remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember.
Boy, lapse in memory.
Yeah.
Speaking of Breaking Chews, what you got?
Well, we do have some Breaking Chews and some fun ones. All right. So we're going to go back to Expo West. Jamie and I were walking the aisles, all 3,000 of them. And we ran into the Like Air booth, which is that fluffy popcorn.
My favorite.
Yeah.
We didn't actually run into it. Okay.
That would have been dangerous. And it's not actually pop. It's a corn snack, but it's like a...
Yeah.
It's the best freaking thing on earth.
Yeah.
It's like a puff.
Amazing.
But I like the pancake one the best.
Yeah.
There's other flavors too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Puff corn. That's what it is.
Puff corn. Yes. I digress.
And there are new flavors as we learned from Allison. She's one of the co-founders. It's like a brother or sister team. And so we asked her what were the new flavors that they're going to have out hopefully soon.
We do, yeah. So one of them is nacho. If you'd like to try it, we can let you try it here.
We tried it.
So kind of an all-natural take on Doritos. See what you think. A little bit of a nice kick.
Which one?
But melts.
It's like air.
That was me.
I'm sure you've heard that before.
Yes.
The texture is like nothing else. Yeah. This is kind of our newest savory flavor. We also have sour cream and onion launching at BJ's in April. So we're excited about that. Next up, we have movie theater butter, which is a little bit more indulgent take on our classic. See what you think. It is a little bit more indulgent, kind of, yeah. So that movie theater popcorn taste won't get caught in your teeth.
Are those going to be in the 100 Flower Sets?
That's our goal. Yeah, we're hoping so. And then finally, for dessert, we have some chocolate chip cookie dough. Want to give that a smell? It's delicious.
Oh,
but here,
goodness.
We'll give you a couple of puffs here. There you go.
That's amazing.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it was.
Wait, you tried all of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us bring any back.
So jealous. Okay, for people out there that don't know, so Like Air, imagine the texture is like, do you know, there's two things that come to mind. One, you know the Trader Joe's snacks that are like the, they're cheese puffs, but they also come in sour cream and
isn't
onion.
Like
they're like giant.
Bomba or something with a B?
No, Bomba is the peanut butter one.
Okay.
Bombas. This is like, it's almost like a giant pirate's booty. So the texture of Pirate's Booty, but Pirate's Booty is is white cheddar. And they do have a white cheddar. And the Trader Joe's one comes in white cheddar. But the texture of this is similar to that. So it is like nothing else, like you say. And the flavors are through the roof. So I am so excited about those two flavors.
Yeah, three. Nacho.
Oh, yeah.
Four?
Oh, wait, four. Nacho, so chocolate chip cookie dough.
Sour cream
and onion.
And movie theater.
Oh, movie theater popcorn.
Oh. Okay, in the meantime, please link on the show page.
Yeah, and so she said that Sam's Club is going to have the sour cream, and then she's hoping for everywhere very soon, like very soon. So once they hit the stores, we'll have them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
And then I have another one of these Jamie and I taste testing breaking chews. We'll have it later on in the episode. You're going to flip. It's
really?
Yeah.
If you think about it, you'll figure out who it is.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a bar that has partnered with a very popular cookie company.
Okay.
Yep.
Now I can't concentrate. But did you bring it for me to try?
No.
Oh. It was like prototypes. We were lucky to get a bite.
Yeah.
Oh, I really missed out this year. What a bummer. But I can't wait.
Yep.
All right. So everyone has to listen to that. But if you do want to try out Like Air for yourself, we're going to link to it on the show page, which is hungrygirl.com/foodcast.
Yep.
Okay. Let's jump in and start sipping and chewing. First up, we have Bare Bones Bone Broth Instant Beverage Mix. Wow. Is this the world's first just add water bone broth?
I don't think it is, but it's certainly the first time I've seen one that comes in five different flavors.
Okay, it's the first time. Oh, he's sniffing. I was like, is he about to drink it? It looks like some kind of beer. It looks interesting.
Well, and it's interesting that they bill it as an instant beverage, not a
because they say it's like a sipping broth.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But Mike, I want to give Lisa, because I don't know if we're going to try all five or if we want to see which.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the flavors.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. It comes in beef, chicken, mushroom, ramen, and lemon ginger. So that first one you're holding, what is that? Beef?
Beef.
All right, we'll try beef. So this is real beef bone broth, right?
Doesn't it look like there's like speckles of dirt in it?
Oh.
See that?
Yikes.
It's probably just the bone.
The measuring spoon is dirty.
That's a lot.
Just bits of bone.
It's the bone.
That's a lot. Maybe it didn't dissolve. One packet is 50 calories.
Do you
want
to switch? Do you want me to give you, because this one doesn't have any.
No, that's right. My lips already touched the ramekin. Okay. Let's try it. That's
good.
Good.
Yeah. That's really good.
It's like got a very full flavor. Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste like instant. Like this is a very good base for a soup. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's 50 calories a packet.
And 10 grams of protein. Like this is such
a good snack.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This is such a smart, if you're somebody that's like always snacking throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And totally if you're someone who's in a hurry and you just want to like have like instead of tea, have this like protein packed drink.
Yeah, that's great. That's the beef one. All right, let's try the chicken. I want to try it in, I'll take a little tiny bit in a paper ramekin, the chicken.
I don't want to spill, so I'm going to
do
this.
Normally I don't even like bone broth, but
it's come a long way. I feel
really
like it's
all
that's not gonna, okay.
All right, oh my good. God, no, I can't believe you didn't spill that. Wow.
Yeah.
You just sip it from there.
What?
Sorry.
Mike.
Here.
Oh, this one, it's good too, but like this tastes more like bone broth than the other. It's nice. Like what is,
it's a little chunky. That's got to be like the collagen.
Probably. Yeah. What's it made of? Like what are the ingredients? Do we know?
Oh, see, I like that one.
Ooh, I like that one a lot too.
But it's an acquired taste. You do have to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see what the ingredients
are. I kind of want to try them all.
Yay. I'm into it. All right. Let's see. The ingredients are chicken bone broth powder, chicken flavor, chicken collagen. Then we've got chicory root fiber, apple cider vinegar.
Wow, it's healthy. All natural, right?
Mushroom powder. Believe so, yeah.
Well, barebonesbroth.com and on Amazon, which means to me that this seems like it's going to be a popular product in our world.
Mm-hmm. This is the mushroom.
Oh, I like that. I would put like real mushrooms in with the mushroom. Maybe like some of those noodles, like the low-calorie noodles.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yum.
This
These
is
are
great.
Really good. What are the stick packs? Are they stick packs?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're like fat stick packs.
Mm-hmm.
I used to make soup all the time, like giant batches of soup and it like veggie, you know, low calorie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use bone broth instead of regular broth, it's like going to add protein to like a basic veggie soup.
So much protein. And you know what? This tastes like homemade soup.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. One, it's
so
just
this
rip.
Is,
I love the way it says RIP. That doesn't sound promising. All right.
Mix this sip, is the ramen.
Rip. Mix sip. Okay, good. Let's see. This is ramen. I love ramen. It's good. It's not as good as the others. It's a little weird.
I don't like that one at all.
Okay.
What does ramen broth taste like?
That's a good, like that. I don't really know.
That was not enjoyable.
Not great.
It's a little sour.
Chicken bone, yeast extract, potato starch. Not amazing.
I'm so glad we're trying all of them because I do think this is a great product line, but letting people know which flavors are better.
You're so right.
It's really, we're heroes.
We are heroes.
Okay,
absolutely.
This is lemon.
It's separated. Look at it.
Oh, wow. We got to mix that. Do you want to take that ladle? Yeah. This is lemon ginger.
Okay. Well, it's lemon on top and ginger on the bottom, or I don't know what it is.
All right.
But so far, we have tried the beef, chicken, and mushroom. Loved those.
And ramen.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, the ramen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We
didn't
love the ramen.
We didn't love that.
But we had that, yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. This is the lemon ginger I'm a little scared of because I don't really love lemony soups.
Yeah. I have lemon ginger tea every morning, but
Yeah, this one's not for me either. Too intense.
Oh.
Too lemony, not for me.
Ooh.
Ugh. Well, that's upsetting.
Yeah, it feels like it should be a sauce, not a soup.
But it's also really bitter.
Very sour. But wow, what a difference. The beef, you're going to have to rate these separately.
I will. I'll do a dual rating. Okay. I'll figure out a rating system. But I like the idea of it, and I like some of these quite a lot.
This is Bare Bones Bone Broth Instant Beverage Mix. Shelf stable. You can get it at barebonesbroth.com, on Amazon, and also at select retailers like Aldi, Kroger, and Costco.
Do you buy? It's not a variety pack, right? You can buy
separate
flavors.
I think there's both. You can do. Okay. Yeah. A packet has 50 calories, 0 to 1 gram of sugar, 10 grams of protein, 0 Weight Watcher points.
Okay.
All right.
Different.
I'm excited to chew something. That was a lot of sipping.
Next up, we have. This is not my kind of thing, but I'll try it. Rib rack pork rinds. I don't like pork rinds. However, hey. I'll eat anything.
Because there's a lot of faux pork rinds out there. Do you like those?
Better.
They're like puffed snacks that are
savory.
Yeah,
usually they're made of mushrooms, which I like. But these are made of pork rinds.
Yeah.
Pork.
We have two flavors. We have barbecue and sea salt. What do you want to start with?
Sea salt. Okay. Rib rack. So what are these bags? These are tiny little snack bags?
Yeah.
Wait, is that bag 2 servings? No.
No, it
can't
be.
That's a half a serving, I think.
Can't be. It has to be 1 serving.
It's a half a serving, I see.
A half a serving?
Wait, a half an ounce.
Half an ounce, yeah.
So these are like little snack servings.
Yeah, I dropped this. I'm just going to eat them.
So they're like big puffy snacks.
It's not bad. Like, tell me exactly what it's made of. I feel dumb, but
I'll like it less once I know what it's made of.
Do you want
me
to read it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pork skins, sugar. Well, this is the barbecue one. Let me get the other one.
I don't think I want to try another one.
So the sea salt one is very simple. It's pork skin, salt, and sea salt.
I don't like these.
No? Do not want to try the barbecue?
No. You know, I don't like the idea of eating pork skin. But here's the thing. It's a very keto thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that.
So, for example, this half-ounce bag is 80 calories, 4.5 to 5 grams of fat. This is like a no-carb. That's the gist of this. This is an alternative to crunchy, salty snacks that is basically zero carb, and it's 2 Weight Watcher points. And this
right,
is
so people who want like to have lots of like tortilla chips and potato chips, and you like the barbecue.
The barbecue one's really
good.
Let me
try it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
But it is weird knowing that I'm eating a pork skin.
Yeah, I don't love that, but do you like it?
That's actually not super flavorful. I taste sugar more than anything.
Yeah, that's probably why I like it.
Yeah,
I'm just not on that, but it's an interesting product. Rib rack pork rinds. They are at ribrack.com.
What is rib rack? Do they make other things?
Yeah, they make barbecue sauces.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
I don't know. I keep thinking it's Rib Ranch, but that's a restaurant
that's around
out
the corner.
Here.
Yeah.
I want to try some of their other products. But yeah. Rib rack pork rinds.
All right, next up, One Puff's flavored protein snack. One Puff. It sounds like a cigarette, but it's not.
Just
is it?
A puff. Wait, that reminds
one
me.
One Puff. You know the rules. What does it remind you?
That was so funny. That was the most out of character thing I've ever heard you say. I remember there was a product.
I love his pizza reviews. Anyway.
There was a product a million years ago called Little Smokies.
Oh, yeah. Like the little meat sticks. Weren't they little meat sticks?
I don't remember. I just remember the name.
So it's a one puff. It's like little puffs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have two flavors, spicy nacho and shredding cheddar.
So. That's a nondescript name. What is it a puff of? What is the
protein.
Puff made of?
It's protein. Milk protein concentrate.
Yeah.
Vegetable oil. Rice, starch, soluble corn fiber. That's probably the big thing.
Okay.
Natural flavor, all the milk,
so
cheese
it's,
stuff.
Is it like whey? It's like, yeah, hang on. This is...
It's probably going to taste like all those protein snacks, mm-hmm. like Quest mm-hmm. and
crispy,
what's that
crunchy,
other brand?
Savory.
Let's try them.
You want to do spicy nacho first?
Yeah.
About, I'm going to read about us. Because they also make bars that are really popular.
Okay. One. Oh, this is like one bars?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's made by one and it's puffs.
Yes.
Got it. Mm, they're not bad.
Yeah.
Actually,
ooh,
they're very spicy.
Yeah.
The texture is a little more like real than some of the other protein puffs, but they're very spicy.
Yeah.
Like, but it tastes like taco.
Yeah. Do you want to try the shredded mm-hmm. cheddar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is basically a proteined up cheese puff.
And they call it shredding because it's like people get shredded at the gym. Probably.
Oh, I thought it was like shredded cheddar.
No, but it would be shredded. But it smell. Is a takeoff. But people get shredded yeah. at the gym.
Smell the bag before you.
Uh-oh.
How good does that smell?
Oh, good.
It smells like cheddar. Not bad.
Yeah.
I think, you know, how much protein's in here? 14 grams. That's pretty good.
There's a little bit of like a flavorless aftertaste, but...
A flavorless aftertaste? So what is it? Just like a... texture aftertaste.
Yeah.
Great. So where are these found?
So you can get these online at Amazon, big shocker. And it's funny, this is the hardest URL to say out loud. 11brands.com. The one is spelled, the one is the numeral.
So O-N-E.
So O-N-E.
One.
Number one.
Yes.
Yeah. One brand. That's crazy. But
yeah.
Okay.
We'll link to it. It's also in some retailers. So Sprouts, Walmart. It's one puffs flavored protein snack. A bag has 150 calories, 8 grams of fat, 14 grams of protein, and 4 Weight Watcher points.
Hmm. Nice stats. Feels a little like weightlifter-y, mm-hmm. snacky, but also... Low carb, so keto friendly.
Yeah, I okay. think that's the market.
Yep.
The people that want, and there's a lot of people like this, you know, they talk about everyone has a different way of eating. You mm-hmm. know, not everyone does low fat, low calorie. There's a lot of people that are, you know, focused on getting as much protein and as few carbs. And I think this is a great pick.
Yeah, and calorie wise, it seems on the money.
Totally.
Yep.
All right, next up, Otto Nuts, honey and sesame roasted chickpeas. Otto Nuts. Yep. So is this a nut company?
This is one that we tried.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you tried this at
yes.
yeah.
the expo. Okay. And these are honey and sesame roasted chickpeas. I bet
yes.
you like these because roasted chickpeas are not like a new thing.
Mm-hmm. But this is
this
like
is
combining
different.
Like the honey and sesame. You remember sesame like candy?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this reminds me of.
So you know good. What this reminds me of? The peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Totally. Wow.
So delish.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that good?
That's amazing. This is way better than I thought it would yeah. be.
That's what I thought too. And we were talking.
I love these.
At the booth. You know, you never yeah. know when they hand you, you have to like have a poker face because if something doesn't taste good and you have to still talk to them, it's so awkward. And so we stopped and they were super nice and
yeah.
like, okay, we'll try them. But they were excellent.
Yeah. And the guy was,
wow.
he was awesome. He knew Hungry Girl like, you know, for a long time and everything. And he was just very, very gracious
mm-hmm.
about
I
us.
I just ate 5 of them.
they're
so good.
And the roast, like sometimes a lot of like chickpeas are like kind of hard to bite into. Like those are, mm-hmm. those just like fall apart.
Good texture. This would be yeah. good on a salad.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I was
Yum.
Thinking that too. Like if you, especially like, you know, like salads that have like strawberry and chicken.
Yeah.
And then those, that would mm-hmm. be so good.
Do they come in other flavors? Like, what else do these guys do?
They do have, I think they have like hazelnuts or something too. They had something else that I think was new, and that's why we're not doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but it was very sweet.
They have hazelnuts. They have Turkish pistachio. This is a cool company. We should connect with them.
Nice. So what, did we do the whole stat, the full stats on these and where they're available?
So they are on Amazon. They have 1/3 of a cup has 110 calories, 2 grams of fat, 3 grams of protein, 5 Weight Watcher points. It's Otto Nuts, honey and sesame roasted chickpeas.
Mm-hmm. 20 carbs. So it's a high carb snack, I would say, fairly. But
I think all beans are, yeah.
Yeah, but good, mm-hmm. good carbs because it's beans,
mm-hmm.
right? Kind of. Anyway, mm-hmm. 2 grams of fiber, 3 grams of protein. Okay, I like them. Next up, we have Made Good Mornings Soft Baked Oat Bar in Blueberry. Now, is this a new concept
or did we already try this? When we tried the other flavor. You may have called it the best thing you've ever tasted.
Oh, recently.
Yeah. So we brought the other flavor for you.
Okay, that was from Costco, right? Or something?
I think it might have been, yeah.
Okay, I remember it now. So this is just a new... It's interesting. I'm a blueberry... I don't want to say snob. Because that's not... I'm just unpredictable with blueberries because I feel like blueberries... in general, don't taste very blueberry-ish anymore. Mm-hmm. And then things that are blueberry flavor are so fake tasting.
Same with grape. Grapes and grape flavored things do not taste the same.
Well, it depends on the grape. There's like a Concord grape.
Concord grapes are so good.
That's what tastes like grape flavor.
I want one. Mike, buy some Concord grapes.
Our neighbors grow them and they give them to us every year, remember?
Yes, we need some.
By the way, we tasted the other one. I believe it was like a chocolate drizzle or something. Mm-hmm. That was a Target haul from about maybe a month ago.
This is pretty good. I think people would like this. It's very sweet. Mm-hmm. The blueberry is not like overpowering. Mm-hmm. Solid.
But it tastes like blueberry.
Mm-hmm. The blueberries taste like blueberries. One bar has 120 calories, 4 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points. It is at madegoodfoods.com, on Amazon, Target, other retailers nationwide. It's Made Good Mornings Soft Baked Oat Bar.
So how many other flavors do these come in?
Let's see.
I think it might be just the two of that particular.
There's three. There's chocolate chip. There's cinnamon bun. That's the one that I think
you that's
love.
What we had. Yeah.
And then blueberry.
Wow. Good. Nice. Okay. Are we moving on?
Yes.
Moving on. Next up, we have Brothers All Natural Infused Fruit Crisps. So what are these? These are like fruit crisps on steroids because like Brothers have been doing their thing for a very long time. So this is like fruit crisps that have been soaked in more fruit flavor.
Exactly. Oh. Like when is the last time there was innovation in the world of freeze dried fruit?
No, but you know who would do it? Like these are like the original guys. Like they've been around forever. Like I remember, you remember in the early days they made like freeze dried corn. Do they still do that? Oh, I was obsessed with it.
That. Yeah, that stuff was great. Yeah.
And they did these like potato chips that were like, I remember saying, I love these, but the rest of the world wouldn't like them.
I remember that too. They were like 50 calorie potato chips.
They were great. Anyway, I want to try these.
All right, what flavor do you want to start with? We got, sliced Fuji apples soaked in strawberry. I guess they're all Fuji apples. The other one's soaked in raspberry, and the other one is soaked in blueberry.
All right, let's try the blueberry first, because I have blueberry on my on my brain and on my palate. This is like, so innovative.
I know. Before even trying them, I feel like this is smart for kids because regular freeze-dried fruit is so, like, obviously healthy, and this looks a little more fun.
Mm. Oh, these are so great. First of all.
Candy.
This reminds me of, remember back in the early days, like, when my mom was on Weight Watchers, they had something called apple snacks. Mm-hmm. So it was like this. They should have done this. They should have. They did have cinnamon apple snacks.
I know exactly what you're talking. And they, like, melt in your mouth, which is what these are doing.
Great. Yeah. It doesn't hit you over the head.
Mm-mm. Should we go raspberry?
Yeah. I didn't get a lot of blueberry flavor in that.
Yeah, either did I.
Yeah, I mostly tasted apple.
Look at this big one I got.
I wish we should have tried to like do it as a blind taste test.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Quick, close your eyes.
I don't know what this is.
So is it strawberry or raspberry? That's a hard combination.
I would say raspberry. Is it raspberry?
Oh, yeah, raspberry.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little tart.
Very tart. It's fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try the third one.
Strawberry.
My guess is that it'll be strawberry. I like the idea of it, but it's funny. It doesn't taste... That one just tastes like sour apple.
Yes. You know what it is? I thought the flavor was... When they say soaked, I don't feel like the flavor goes through. It feels like it's a coating.
Coated, uh-huh.
Which is not bad. It's delicious.
Mmm. I like the strawberry.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's my favorite one. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yum.
I just love how they melt in your mouth. You know how certain foods you talk about like being a food project or like a, like it's almost like an, like it starts out one texture and it goes to another texture.
Mm-hmm. You it's eat the whole bag? What happens?
What happens? You're full.
No, I mean like 90 what are
calories.
The instructions?
Yes. So one bag, is 90 calories, no fat, no protein, only 1 gram of added sugar. 3 Weight Watcher points, and they are on Amazon and at brothersallnatural.com. It's Brothers All Natural Infused Fruit Crisps.
That's impressive because like there's not a lot of added sugar. I would have thought it would have had a lot of added sugar, but it doesn't. I really am a fan of those. I like. So wait, next up we have an audio surprise.
Yeah, another breaking chew. So Jamie and I ran into the Think Bar people. We love Think Bar. And we asked them, what do they have that's new? And you are going to love this, Lisa.
Yeah, we're super excited to introduce Think Minis. We've got 7 delicious flavors, 100 calories, 6 grams of protein, exactly what consumers are looking for in snacks. We're also really excited to announce that we're partnering with Girl Scouts USA. So 3 of our 7 flavors are inspired by some of your favorite Girl Scout cookies. So really excited about it. Brings joy. It brings a smile to your face when you think about it. And that's what snacking needs to be, right? It needs to be a joyful experience that you can feel good about.
Wow. First of all, 100 calories.
Yep.
And I love like all those, the Girl Scout flavors.
Yeah.
That's so innovative.
Yeah.
So what are the Girl Scout cookie flavors that they have?
So Thin Mints,
okay,
which is like the staple.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Please say Adventurefuls.
Yeah, Adventurefuls.
Great.
And then the S'mores. And then even though he said 3, I believe there might be a tag along, but they're calling it the chocolate peanut butter.
I think that one's just not Girl Scout inspired.
But it has a Girl Scout logo.
Oh, it has a logo on
they were,
it.
They were like, wow, prototypes. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. I love the way Jamie's like, prototypes.
We tried to take the boxes and they were like, those are not the boxes.
Of course you tried to take them. Good work. Wait, are these like, Think Bars are, they're almost like a candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
yes,
a chocolate coating,
yep,
with like a thick inside. That's the same.
It's like a candy bar.
Wow.
Except low sugar.
Yeah.
Okay. Very excited. I'm excited for all 7 flavors.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Should be good. And so I guess in the summertime, they'll be out.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the food. We have Choc XO, 72% cacao, dark chocolate, lemon cream cups. That sounds so weird, but I like Choc XO because they're like a low sugar, like almost like a Choc Zero, but a little bit different.
Yeah.
This might surprise you.
It's a dark chocolate lemon cream. That's really different,
yeah,
and interesting. Did you guys try these?
No, we didn't try these, but we did try, remember, the Costco haul. You're better at like dividing than I am. So
I thought this was my personal peanut butter cup.
If you remember on the Costco haul,
we tried the coconut one.
The coconut one, yeah, and
yes,
we loved it.
I love the way I'm calling this a peanut butter cup one. There's no peanut butter in sight. Is this mic friendly? Does it have stuff?
Oh, good question.
Oh, I don't know. I can have a little bite.
We'll find out tonight. I'm going
to
look at it now.
Okay, let's see. So this is a lemon cream cup.
Ingredients are, let's see.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I think this is the brand that doesn't use sugar substitutes. They use sugar, just less of it.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's a lot of like unsweetened chocolate with some cane sugar.
Okay. If you like fruit and chocolate, you will love this.
Yeah.
It's very like bright and sunny.
Yeah.
Not overly sweet. It almost... it almost tastes Japanese because I feel like it tastes a little like yuzu.
Mm.
Delish. And a little bit like grapefruit.
Yeah.
I love it. How many calories in this little sucker?
Okay. So 1 cup has 80 calories, 7 grams of fat, 4 grams total sugar, but only 1 gram added sugar. And it's about 5 Weight Watcher points.
Hmm. It's a lot of points for a little cup, but I don't know. Stats are pretty good.
Yeah. It has clementine oil in it.
Ooh. Maybe that's what I'm sensing.
It's available on chocxo.com. It's at Sprouts and more retailers coming soon. Yeah, good stuff. ChocXO, 72% cacao, dark chocolate, lemon cream cups.
Mm-hmm. Next up, something else sweet and yummy, I hope. Skinny dipped cups, caramel plus peanut paradise. So it's a caramel and peanut paradise skinny dipped. Skinny dipped. Are these the nut people?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now they're making candy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And... I was very good. I have one of these at home, and I wanted to have it the other day over the weekend, and I'm like, nope, I gotta wait for the podcast because
really?
I can't be the first one to try this.
Oh my gosh, so you've been staring at it.
I've been staring at it at home.
Wait, let's talk about what this is exactly. Is this dark chocolate caramel peanut? What exactly is it?
I got distracted by the very risque marketing on the website.
Really?
Well, it's skinny dipped.
What is this? Hold on. Whoa.
Oh, wow.
This is like a nice size peanut butter cup. This is not tiny.
Let's talk about this. Is there actual peanut butter in it? I taste gooey caramel. Is there nuts?
It tastes like
salt. Is perfect.
It's like a Snickers.
Yes.
Crunchy peanuts, smooth peanut butter, and sweet buttery caramel are layered in a thin dark chocolate shell, only 2 grams of sugar per cup.
This is ridiculous. So tell me what it's sweetened with, and I'm having another little bite of it.
No sugar alcohols. Ever. No artificial sweeteners.
My benefit.
Okay. Let me see. What does it have?
It's the salt and the little... Is it like peanuts?
Similar. So this is cane sugar and maple sugar. Yeah, this is another case where I think they're just doing less sugar. Very cool.
That is a slam dunk.
Each cup has 60 calories, 5 grams of fat, 1 gram of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. It's at skinnydipped.com and Amazon, in-store and retailers nationwide. It's Skinny Dipped Cups, Caramel and Peanut Paradise. You want to know what other flavors?
Yes, please.
Wait,
tell me.
Is that what you were going
to
say?
Yes, I was just about to say it. So these are the people that make the coated almonds,
yes.
Right? All right, so let's talk about what else they're doing in candy or what other versions of these they have.
Okay, so in the cups, they have dark chocolate peanut butter. They have the caramel and peanut paradise that we just tried, and they have milk chocolate peanut butter, which is like a straight Reese's swap. Then they also have dark chocolate salted caramel bites, which is not a cup. It's like a square of chocolate that's like filled with caramel.
Oh, so they're like going after the Lily's consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that is, yes.
Yeah.
Whoa, love that.
It definitely is a caramel and peanut paradise.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay, I know you're a purist when it comes to nuts, especially cashews, but they have a unicorn birthday cake cashew.
Whoa.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Let's see. It looks so pretty, but it looks very coated.
Oh, wow.
But it says thinly dipped in yogurt.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful.
With like colored...
Mm-hmm.
We gotta find that.
We need these.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. I cannot wait to try those.
Wowzers.
This was phenomenal. I have nothing else to say. Can we end the show?
Well, we have two more items that...
Okay. Next up, we have That's It. It's not the... You know what? That should have been the last item. It's called That's It.
Yeah, it should have.
That's It, but it's not it. It's organic dark chocolate espresso truffle. It's a shelf-stable truffle. Another kind of candy situation. And it's not the last item. It's the penultimate item.
This is so new, by the way. It's online at Thrive Market. It's supposed to be on their website and Amazon, but I think it's sold out. So this is a pretty, you know, brand spanking new one.
Let's talk about what it's made. Does this have figs in it? Am I asking a dumb question? It tastes like fruit. That's it. It's fruit. Of
Dates.
Course. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now my brain is working.
It's pretty good.
That's delicious. It's really good.
Sorry. I'm trying to.
Wow.
It's interesting because the coffee is one of the last ingredients, but coffee is so strong that that's kind of like what powerhouses the flavor.
But it's not overly coffee-ish because I don't really love coffee candy.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's great.
That's nice. I like that.
Good stuff.
Innovative.
Each and of these truffles has 60 calories, 1.5 grams of fat, 12 grams of sugar, but only 1 gram added. So that's from the fruit.
Mm.
3 Weight Watcher points. And yeah, you have to look for this one. It's on Thrive Market. It may or may not be on the That's It website and Amazon. It's That's It Organic Dark Chocolate Espresso Truffles. But we like all their truffles.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. And now finally, we have the very last item of the day. Mavericks Cookies Birthday Cake Plant-Based Bolt Cookies. What is a bolt cookie?
I think it's literally, it's shaped like a lightning bolt.
It is? I love lightning bolts. So they're bolt shaped. I do.
You need a hat with one.
I have like shirts and things. I have jewelry with it.
Well,
they are bolt shaped.
I lightly teared the corner there in case you want to take a picture with it.
Thanks. I don't think I'm photo ready today, but wait, where's the bolt? Hold on. I don't see a bolt. Is it?
Yeah. Mine's like kind of a bolt.
First of all, there's not one bolt in the mix.
What? Are they just all broken?
They're all broken.
Well, mine's not broken, but it's not really a bolt.
All right. Well, we're going to give it a pass. It's such a, it's so weird. Do these bolts come in other flavors?
Let's see. Yeah, because I think we're familiar with this brand.
We are?
I mean,
it
they
tastes
feel
really
so
good.
Familiar. Yeah, they've got birthday cake, chocolate chip.
Wait, what's the story with these?
Okay, let's see.
They're vegan kids' cookies.
40% less sugar than leading natural kid brands. They're plant-based. They're peanut-free. Nothing artificial. No sugar alcohols. They got lots of good stuff going for them.
They taste amazing.
Yeah.
That's the biggie.
Yeah.
First of all, the official
snack of Rooster and Goose, right? Maverick? Top Gun humor?
Goose is no longer with us.
Hey, don't spoil it.
If you haven't seen Top Gun from 1984, is it 84 or 86?
I just watched it like a month ago.
The original?
Mm-hmm.
But then did you watch the new one right after?
Mm-mm.
You haven't watched the new one?
Nope.
Oh, it's. I think you would like it.
The new one holds up. Yeah. I mean, not hold. It's new because obviously, but a new one, it holds true to the original. Like, okay. It's really good.
All right, Maverick, I finished the whole bolt. So it's well, very good.
Each pouch.
For the pouch.
Yeah. Each pouch has 110 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 5 grams of sugar, 4 Weight Watcher points, mavericksnacks.com, Amazon, Thrive Market, select retailers. It's Maverick's Cookies, birthday cake, plant-based bolt cookies.
All right, what else do they make? Do they make other flavor cookies?
I think they make savory stuff. Let's see.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know. What am I talking about?
She's making everything up.
All I see is cookies.
What other flavors?
We've got double chocolate.
Whoa.
And chocolate chip.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's it. So you have to rate now.
You ready to rate?
I'm ready. I hope I can remember. My memory's going these days. I hope I can remember that far back.
All right. First, you are going to rate Bare Bones Bone Broth Instant Beverage Mix. The first three flavors to get a rating, a combined rating, are going to be the beef, chicken, and mushroom.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to give the product one whole rating.
Okay.
Because it's original, it's different, it's a good idea. I'm going to buy these. I like a lot of flavors more than others. They're getting an 8.5.
Wow.
But I have to say the ramen and the lemon ginger flavor leave a lot to be desired, and I don't enjoy them. Still, 8.5.
Yeah.
Nice.
So when you buy the box, I'll take the lemon and ginger one.
Okay. Or I'll just buy a different flavor.
Yeah. I was thinking if you got the variety pack.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I do that, I will promise I'll send it your way.
By the way, I don't know why I'm telling this on the podcast, but I got my latest shipment of peanut butter. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, the gift this that keeps on giving.
This literally is
years gone.
I got this. That's why I never have to really buy you a birthday present ever again, even though I got you a shirt last year. But because I got you peanut butter subscription that like it was like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm still getting peanut butter every month?
Every quarter.
Oh, every quarter. Yeah. Okay, good. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Until my credit card expires. It's all you.
All right.
Next up, we tried the Rib Racks pork rinds.
All right, I don't personally like pork rinds, so this can't get more than a 7. So I'm going to give it a 7 because I know there's a lot of people that do like pork rinds. And if you do, these are not bad ones.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think especially if you like sweet barbecue, that was definitely a sweet barbecue flavor.
Yeah, for sure.
What are your thoughts on One Puffs flavored protein snacks?
Okay, so we like one bars, and these are One Puffs. I like the idea of it. I like the fact that they're not as dry as some of the competition. I'd say 8.
Nice.
Which is pretty high for that.
Yeah.
Because there's a time and place for it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you thought of Otto Nuts Honey and Sesame Roasted Chickpeas.
I'm giving those a 10.
Wow.
Because they were the sleeper hit of the episode.
It makes me so happy. Mike, we did good.
We did.
That was an exhausting day.
Yeah.
Who are the Otto Nuts people? I like
super
them.
Super nice and yeah, very nice guys.
Did you meet Otto?
I don't think we met Otto.
I don't
Otto.
Think he was Otto, no.
Is there an Otto?
He looked like an Otto, but I don't think he was Otto.
Is that a palindrome? Is that what that word is when it's the same forward and backwards?
I think so.
Hang on, I have to look it up.
I think so.
No,
wait, did
though.
Matt say no? Did Mike say no? Or
yes, it is.
It is.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, moving
anyway,
on.
Whatever.
We next tried Made Good Morning Soft Baked Oat Bar in the blueberry flavor.
Well, I love these bars so much. The blueberry ones were pretty good. I'm giving them an 8.5.
Nice.
All right. How about Brothers All Natural Infused Fruit Crisps?
I think it's such a clever product and it tasted yummy, so I'm giving these a 9.
Nice.
Tell me your thoughts on Choc XO 72% Cacao Dark Chocolate Lemon Cream Cups.
They were surprisingly delicious. 8.5.
Nice.
How about skinny dipped cups? We tried the caramel and peanut paradise.
10.
Yeah.
Wow.
10. Yeah.
Explosive.
If I could give it higher than a 10.
How about that's it? Organic dark chocolate espresso truffles.
That was a solid date truffle. I like it. It's fruit based, which makes a truffle more appealing if you want to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So 8.5.
Last on the list, truly that's it, is Maverick's Cookies. We tried the birthday cake plant-based bolt cookies.
There's something about these cookies that I like. Like they're unexpectedly pleasant. And if you have kids that have allergies and don't want any kind of preservatives or sugar alcohols or peanuts and you want something vegan, I'm giving these a 9.
Yeah. And that, for 110 calories, that's a lot of cookie.
Yeah, I agree. There's like a ton left.
Yeah.
And I feel like I ate a big bolt.
Yeah, and I had one. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. There's something intriguing about these.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good haul, right?
Very good.
Yay.
Different.
We did it, Mikey. High five. Yay.
Good job,
we
guys.
We matter.
You guys are terrific. Wait, are we giving anything out?
We can. What should we do?
We do the same thing every week. Do we give anything out? We can. Oh, all right. Let's see. What should we do? Oh, Mike's going to pick something out, so just text him.
Yeah. So just text me. 805-380-8075. Just text me. That's it. Anything. I don't care. Anything.
Text him anything.
Nothing inappropriate.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't send your phone number. Don't send any weird pictures.
Well, I do see their phone number. Because it's a text.
Jamie, are we okay with this?
Phone goes off in the middle of the night. Who is she?
You're like, she just wants a magazine.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give you a surprise. Just text Mikey. And don't forget to check out the show page to see everything we talked about, including all the little, I don't know, the extras and links and things.
Yep.
That's, of course, at hungrygirl.com/foodcast.
Yes.
Okay. You got anything else before we head out?
I got
all
nothing.
She wrote.
All right. Well, thank all of you guys for tuning in. We love you, and we will be back before you know it.
Yeah.
I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.